Daniel.
Jasmine. Good evening, house.
Good evening.
We are starting the count at the Omer. We'll start with the listen in your room. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link. Yesterday was the 33rd day of the Omer. The Shani Hood, the Chabe, the Lish King, the Dikilu, Urshimu, Urshimu, Kilu, Kriyakta, the Shem, Yudhe, the Babhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, the Shem, Kol Yisrael. הנה אנחנו באים לקיים מצוות זכירת העומר, לעשות נחת רוח לרצוננו ולעשות רצון בורנו. ויהי נועם, אדוני אלוהינו, עלינו מעשה ידינו כונני, עלינו מעשה ידינו כונני. אדוני אלוהי ואהי, יגמור בעדי, אדוני אלוהי ואהי. אז דרך לעולם מעשי ידך. אל תרך דרך רע לאלוהים עליון. לאל גומר עלי ונאמר ונאמר ואלור עלייך וירך מתבוססת. ודמייך ויאמר לך ודמייך חיי ויאמר לך ודמייך חיי. פרקי נפשי את אדוני אלוהי ואהי אלוהים אדוני אלוהי ואהי אלוהי גדלת מאוד. Hod v'hadar levashta o teor, tashama no te shamayim kariya. The Emaki, the surrounding light, for the blessing that unifies their unhidden multitudes. Baruch Ata Adonai Yodewahe Yodewahe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushan V'Mitzvotav Betzivanu. Ao Sefirat HaOmer. And we may all say Amen.
Amen.
Hayom. Arba'a u'shloshim yom la'omer. Shehem arba'a shavuot v'shisha yamim. Today is the 34th day of the Omer, which is 4 weeks and 6 days. The number 34 can be spelled Lamed Dalad or Dalad Lamed. The essence of this day is to teach about the doorway. The Lamed is teach, the Dalad is a doorway. Teach about the doorway that opens to the spiritual worlds. What aspects of your character traits do not allow you to teach what you have learned from the study of Kabbalah? The inner lights. And may we all say Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 67, the Menorah Psalm. Lam Natseach Bin Ginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Yachameinu Zivarkeinu Yair Panav Vitanu Sela Lada'at Ba'aretz Darkecha Shokol Dolim Yishuatecha Yoducha Min Elohim Yoducha Min Kulam Is Bechuziranu Leumin Kitishot Amin Mishor. The letter Lamed has the meaning of the teacher. It reinforces what we just discussed about the 34th day. As you learn Kabbalah, it's important that you share the knowledge, the learning that you've had. Not only are you a student, but you can and need to become a teacher. Yoducha connects to the idea of thankfulness, the Sefirah quote. And yet at the same time, it's connecting to the letter Yud, because it's spelled Yud Vav Dalet. And it's really indicating the idea of the Kaf, which is your hand, representing Malchut, representing manifestation, because we do the work with our hands. And so Yoducha is unifying Hashem's name, which starts with the Yud, with our physical actions, which is the work we do with our hands. The question is, what character traits are stopping you from manifesting Hashem through the Yud, in this physical world. Amin kulam yisbehu viranu. Eres madna yuvulayu varkenu Elohim Eloheinu. Yuvarkenu Elohim yuoto. Paul afse ares. Please join me in saying the Anna B'Koach. Anna B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati Deura. I'll look at Kimo Yitak Sadi. Kabelinat Amcha Sad Benu. Tahalenu Nora. Two fresh irons in Ted Nun. Nagi Bork, Jorshe Yehuham, Yehuva Vachamre, Nungi Magalit Yitkashim. Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sikatcha, Tami Zahmeh. Tassin Kadesh, Zero Tucha, Nael Agatecha. The letter Ayin translates as an I. It's connecting to sight. But in addition to connecting to sight, sight connects to the Sephirah of wisdom. Which character traits are keeping you from seeing this world as it is meant to be seen in truth? These are the character traits you need to change. Tetkufet tetnunayim Yachid ge'er Lamcha p'nei Zohre kedushatecha Yud gimalamed pezayim kuf Shavateinu kabel Ushma tziyak atenu Yodea ta'alumot Shin Kufav, Tadiyata. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. We will be saying or counting the Omer in the third way, which is the method of the Sephirot themselves. Ribono Shel Olam. Ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umitumatenu, kimo shekatata betorata uspartem lachem, v'macharat ha-shabbat miyom haviachem, et omer. Hatenu ba sheva shabbatot tamimot tihiyena ad memacharat ha-shabbat hashvi'id ha-sefiru chamishim yom kidei she'itacharu nashot amcha Yisrael b'zoh amanatam uvechein Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ve'elohei avotenu. Shebishmit sefirato me, shesafarti hayom. Yetu kan mashivagamti, sefirah. Yisod shebohot. Yisod means foundation. Yisod is sexuality, creativity, creation. Hod is thankfulness, appreciation, humility. So what does the foundation of humility look like? In what way are you willing to change yourself so that you can increase your humility at its core level? Yetayel yetkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, it has a list of all of the parashas for the year. Scroll down to the last parasha. Well, not the last parasha, but scroll down to the parasha of Emor, E-M-O-R. And when you open up the landing page for Emor from the Zohar, we are going to be reading from section 14, starting with Pasuk 57. And I will start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, good shabbat, l'shem pei, b'shimu, l'shimu, 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 l'shimu. Le'ata l'shem yud hei b'vav hei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu t'rene aleinu ma'asei yadeinu t'anenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bishake Baidi Vlatukte Elae Mishake Batora Mishake Bin Bin Nayashake Bakhtuk Bin Mishake Batora Dikti Vizot HaTorah Wigomer Mishaker bin din, dikti v'kol banayis, limudei Hashem, inu limudei Hashem, v'lachara uktiv, atom Torah b'limudai, inun v'lachara mishaker, Bak to win dikti, the akem edut, the akov Torah, sam be Yisrael, utirech, tzadikim v'yodu, lishmecha, man tzadikim da tzadik ukenes Yisrael. Deman de la itgazar de la al de kiyumar. Dilchon la yodun lishmeya. Kadisha de hayo. O aita amar rabbi fiyayo. Ke wan de itgale. Kudsha barichu. Al Torah. To Sinai Lemehav, O Raitali Israel. Shekivat Aram, the Tavat Benaicha. Hahibiki Veretz Yara, the Shakata. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, whoever teaches the Torah to the uncircumcised is false to three high places. He is false to the Torah, he is false to the prophets, and he is false to the writings. He is false to the Torah as written, and this is the Torah which Moses set before the children of Israel, and not before the uncircumcised. He is false to the prophets, as written, and all your children shall be taught of Hashem, not others. It is also written, seal the Torah among my disciples, among them and not among others. He is false to the writings, as it is written, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a Torah in Israel. And surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. Who are the righteous? They are the righteous, the Yezod of Zeranpin, and the congregation of Israel, which is Malkut, called righteousness. For whoever is not circumcised, or has not entered their covenant, will not give thanks to his holy name, which it, the study of the Torah. Rabbi Shia said, once the Holy One, blessed be He, was revealed on Mount Sinai to give the Torah to Israel, the land abated from its trembling and was quiet. Hence the earth feared and was still. My commentary. This pasuk with Rabbi Ashlag's comments is clear as written. Yet how does one start a conversion under the Talmud's and Zohar's tutelage? The answer is to reveal the Peshat level and not the Sod level until one enters under the wings of the Shekhinah. The Zohar was written prior to the destruction of the Second Temple. Still, the lost tribes need to find their way home to the children of Israel, and thus the Torah protects itself from teaching someone who is not circumcised. This is one reason for so many men in this generation being circumcised, even if the circumcision is incomplete and incorrect according to the rituals of the children of Israel. Also, are women forbidden to study Torah? Of course not. This last question teaches us that this pasuk applies to certain aspects of the Torah only. It also teaches us that women are already circumcised, so that when they study the Torah, they come circumcised. Pasuk 58. Tachatze barnash tijelid laitmana aleyachela ilela adiat gizar kewandit gizar itar aleya itaruta durucha dilela zakele itaska. Deoraita idar aleya idaruta yatir zake diaved pikudei oraita idar aleya idaruta yatir zake veitnasiv zake diolid. Benin the olive, lo no riot, Malka Kadisha Hakidem Hu Adam Shalim Shalim Bekola. The translation. Come and see, when a man is born, no force from above is appointed over him until he is circumcised. Once he is circumcised, the awakening of the spirit, namely the light of the nefesh, was roused over him from above. If he merits to be occupied with the Torah, an additional awakening is stirred over him, the light of Ruach. If he merits to perform the mitzvot of the Torah, an additional awakening is aroused over him, which is the light of Neshama. If he was worthy to be married, begot children, and taught them the ways of the Holy King, then he is whole in every respect, because he attained the light of Chaya. These four levels are from the four worlds of Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, and apply to each individual world. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. Rabbi Ashlag helps us to understand this on a deeper level. We have learned elsewhere that the different levels of soul apply to the different worlds. This reinforces this teaching. Pasuk 59. Aval behema de'ich yalidat behahiyo shata de'ich yalidat ha'hu chela de'ich le'hashem La besofa, it's la behahio, shata de each yalidat, betamana, alea uginka, kiti shor o keshep kesev, o eskiv ye valed. Agegel otale, o sayir, o gedi, la itmar ela shor, o kasev, o aiez, ahu de it lea, supa it lea, beshata de it. Yalid. The translation. But when an animal is born, whatever force is in it at its end, it has at the hour of its birth, which is appointed over it. Hence it is written, when a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, for whatever it possesses at the end, it has when it is born. My commentary. This teaches us that animals do not have free choice to grow spiritually as mankind does. Are there any questions as we have come to the end of section 14? Section 15. Pasuk 15. Tehaya shivat yamin tachadimo begin leid yashva beyahahu chela Eid kayaim beya Uma Eid kayaim beya kad yishre aleya Shabbat chad ve'ila La Eid kayaim Uvatai deep kiyam peya ahu kela kidiv yerae sae the carbon nisha la shen de piuma ishabat hadia mar aleya. The translation. Then it shall be 7 days under its mother, in order for that force appointed over it to settle upon it and exist in it. It will exist in it when one Shabbat has rested on it. Otherwise, it does not stay, for people only exist through the light of Shabbat, as it is written, and by the seventh day Elohim ended his work, which he had done. Later, when this force exists in it, it is written, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire to Hashem, through the existence of the one Shabbat that it experienced. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written. Pasuk 61. Uvarnash bekiyuma b'shabbat chad itkayam be'yayitaluta t'hayalma v'chela bilei batar de'itgezar itar aleya italuta t'erucha ila'a the key bar aleya the hamat leya birshima kadishavi aitarat aleya visharya aleya ruta the hahu alma kadisha kemadiat amar amer ve'evor alayich ve'erech mitboseset v'damayich v'gomer v'damayich v'drei. As for the man, by undergoing one Shabbat, the awakening of this world and his force, namely the animal nefesh, are established. After he is circumcised, an awakening of the supernal spirit, the secret of the nefesh, as mentioned, occurs, and the congregation of Israel, Malchut, passes over him and sees him with a holy imprint. Then she is aroused towards him, and he and the spirit of that holy world dwells on him. This is written in, and saw you weltering in your blood. I said to you, in your blood live, namely two bloods. My commentary. I ask the question, why two bloods? And the question will be answered below. Pasuk 62. Ve'itema ha'atam kadnachku Yisrael mimitzrayim v'shkiach me'naihu dam pesach v'dam mila k'dein k'ti v'dam ayich Tayi haka mai bedamai ela tirein chad demila vechad difriya chad gargir dig ziru kedeset Yisrael vechad difriya. Tzadik yesod olam Vilein tirein damin, devar nashkayin baginayu. Tafi yuma di alma diate haibiki, vidamayi sayin. The translation. You may say that when Israel went out of Egypt, there were among them the blood of the Paschal sacrifice and the blood of circumcision. Then it is written, in your blood live, namely the two bloods. But what of in your blood in this case? It is only the blood of circumcision. And he answers, there are two, one of circumcision and one of the uncovering of the corona. The blood of circumcision is of the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, while that of the uncovering of the righteous, the foundation of the world, namely Yesod of Zeranpin, through these two bloods one attains the life of the world to that is coming. This is the meaning, in your blood, live. My commentary. The foreskin is the end of the body. When you remove the energy of end, you clear access to the energy of life, which is the world that is coming. That's the end of this section. Are there any questions? We do not have sufficient time in this class to finish section 16. So we will pick that up next year. Does anyone have a question? I remind you that tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. West Coast time, we have a class on Psalms. We'll be explaining Psalm 33. Saturday evening at 6 p.m., we will have a community Havdalah, and at 7 o'clock, a Zohar for the Parasha of Behar. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have a class continuing our study of the holiday leading up to Shavuot. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have a class on advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, we will again count the Omer. We will also count the Omer during the Zohar class, Motzi Shabbat. A big shalom to everyone, and I hope you have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat shalom. Otu to all. Shalom to all.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you. Shalom.